remember all he's brought you through. He'll never leave you. Huh, new weapon formed. No matter what the enemy tries, it may fall, but it won't prosper. Come back from a setback. Tell everybody. God did it. Your miracle, just know God's already made a way, so give him praise, and when he comes through, don't forget to tell the world.
This is KAYT-FM,
88.1 Gina Alexandria,
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI,
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe,
K255BT,
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB,
and KQJO-FM,
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
God is truly wonderful, and he's doing great and mighty things. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you the glory for what you have done and what you are about to do. Spirit of the living God, I ask that you will have thine own way. I decrease in order that you may increase within me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter and the 23rd verse. That's Daniel 9 and 23. And I will be reading from the New International Version. As soon as you began to pray, a word went out, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his holy word. And the topic for today is the moment you prayed. The moment you prayed, things happened. In this life, we're always waiting for something, waiting for a dream to come to pass, waiting to meet the right person, waiting for a spiritual breakthrough, waiting for a healing, waiting for a problem to turn around. People of God, maybe you have been praying and seeking God about a situation for a long time and don't see anything happening. You could easily be discouraged. But now you have to realize that the moment you prayed, my God, God established a set time to bring the promise to pass. He had established a set time to bring your healing to pass, your promotion to pass, your breakthrough to pass. It may be tomorrow, or the next week, or 5 years from now. But God will bring it to pass. He have not come short of his word. Sometimes our God, he takes his time. Yes, he does. Nobody likes to wait. Come on here, somebody. When we are in a doctor's waiting room, it seems like we are waiting forever just to be seen. It seems like they will never call our name. But we know it takes time for us to be seen. So It is like we are in the Lord's waiting room. But as we mature in the Lord, waiting becomes easier. Why? Because we know it is going to come to pass. We have sought the Lord. We have prayed for it. We have spoken it out into existence. So waiting becomes more easier. It may be difficult to wait for some, but the longer we know the Lord, the more we see his faithfulness in our lives, and we understand our waiting is for a reason. My God, to thee. Sometimes God uses the waiting to work on us, to work on our character, to work on our attitude, to work on how we do things. These waiting games is for us sometimes. So in this season, allow God to work on you, because the Spirit of the Lord told me early, he said, I am getting ready to answer some prayers of those who have been waiting for me, because they are in the right position to receive the prayers now. Because some of you, you've been praying for years for a situation to get better. You have been praying for that child. You have been praying for that son. You have been praying for that daughter. But God say, I needed you to get back. I needed you to leave it there at the altar and to stop taking it back. The moment you prayed and the moment you seen, nothing was happening. According to your time schedule, that's when you started doubting God. That's when you started to pick it right back up. So God said, in this season, I'm getting ready to answer your prayers speedily now, my God. Now, when Joseph was in prison for the crime he never committed, the Bible tells us the Lord was with him. And this is in the book of Genesis, the 39th chapter, 20 and the 21st verse. Joseph quietly waited for God's hand without ranting and without raving, without murmuring, without complaining. He didn't curse the day he was born. No, he didn't. He waited. And God honored Joseph's good attitude. And attitude totally submitted to God. Yes. See, people of God, that's how we have to get. You got to believe your prayers are effective. And you got to come to God with the right attitude. With the good attitude. You have to be totally dependent on him, saying, God, I can't do nothing, because if you don't fix this situation, it can't be fixed. If you don't move right now, it can't be done. Each step of his journey led him to the place where he could wait on God until God moved for him. People of God, each step you make in your waiting season, wait it out with a praise. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Wait it out with a worship. You are almost at the end of it. Because doing your wait, God is making you to the person, to the woman of God, to the man of God that he needs to make and to get things out of you so that you can be able to receive. Just like he said before, you can't receive it right now because you're not ready for it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But in that waiting period, this is the mess in the middle. Yes, Satan is going to bring some things up against you, but then you got to realize, I'm still going to wait on God, because I don't mind waiting, because what he did before, he is well and able to do it again. People of God, when you pray, you must believe that the prayer has already been answered. Praise him for the manifestation. While you waiting on the manifestation, there will be mess in the middle. Come on here, Holy Ghost, because the enemy, which is Satan, will bring distractions, causing you to lose focus and get off course. You can see the outcome in the spirit, but Satan wants to keep you walking in the flesh so that you can't be able to receive. Listen, people of God, the waiting is building you up. Yes, it is. It is not tearing you down. It is building you up. God promises that there are set times in our lives, but he doesn't tell us when they will be. He doesn't tell us when the time is gonna come for us to receive. No, he don't. But when you understand that the time has already been set, it takes all the pressure off. We are in a period of waiting. And while that we are waiting, we're praising him because the blessing is soon to come. And that takes a lot of pressure off of us because we know God is getting ready to answer. Yes. You won't live worried. You would not be wondering when this is ever going to happen. You will relax, enjoy life, knowing that the promise has already been scheduled by the creator of the universe. My God to thee. Hey, glory to God. I felt that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But are you willing to wait with a good attitude, knowing that it is on the way? Better yet, once you pray, don't even think about it no more. Once you left it at the feet of Jesus, just go on about your business because you know he is going to take care of it. You gave that son, you gave that daughter who is on drugs to God. Leave it alone. Because God can take care of them better than we can. Come on here, somebody. We can only pray for them and believe that God is going to take the taste away. We can only believe God that God shall and will deliver. Because one thing I know, God is not a man, he shall lie, nor the son of a man. He have to repent. If he said it, guess what, people of God? He's going to make it good. It's going to come to pass. I feel the presence of God. But always remember, the moment you pray, God hears you. And you got to act like that the manifestation is already on the way. You got to believe in what you're praying, because if you don't believe in what you're praying, there is no sense to pray if you don't believe it's going to come to pass. Why pray? But you got to believe it and leave it there at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you that you have established set times to bring your promises to pass in our lives. Father God, give us the patience to wait on you. Give us the strength to wait on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us the grace to accept your timing and to wait patiently, knowing that you have already scheduled things for us. Father God, we believe that in our times, all the times and seasons are in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I have a few announcements. On August the 18th through the 21st, we will be in revival again, that's right, at Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. That's August 18th through the 21st. And the title is God's Grace is Sufficient. The speakers are Prophetess Barbara Herman, Minister Millicent Rubin, Elder T. Michael Sands, Pastor Jeannie Williams. Host pastor is Pastor Connie Prevail. And it is August 18th through the